He meant by this, as he explained to Monat, that there was no telling how much time had elapsed between A.D. 2008 and today. This world wasn't built in a day, and preparing humanity for resurrection would take more than 7 days. That is, if all of this had been brought about by scientific means, not by supernatural. Burton's Grail had yielded a 4-inch cube of steak, a small ball of dark bread, butter, potatoes and gravy, lettuce with salad dressing of an unfamiliar but delicious taste. In addition, there was a 5-ounce cup containing an excellent bourbon, and another small cup with 4 ice cubes in it. There was more, all the better because unexpected. A small briar pipe, a sack of pipe tobacco, 3 panatella-shaped cigars, a plastic package with 10 cigarettes. Unfiltered, Frigate said. There was also one small brown cigarette, which Burton and Frigate smelled, and said at the same time, Marijuana! Alice, holding up a small metallic scissors and a black comb, said, Evidently we're going to get our hair back. Otherwise there'd be no need for these. I'm so glad. But do they really expect me to use this? She held out a tube of bright red lipstick. Or me, Frigate said, also looking at a similar tube. They're eminently practical, Monat said, turning over a packet of what was obviously toilet paper. Then he pulled out a sphere of green soap. Burton's steak was very tender, although he would have preferred it rare. On the other hand, Frigate complained because it wasn't cooked enough. Evidently, these grails do not contain menus tailored for the individual owner, Frigate said, which may be why we men also get lipstick and the women got pipes. It's a mass production. 2 miracles in 1 day, Burton said. That is, if they are such. I prefer a rational explanation and intend to get it. I don't think anyone can as yet tell me how we were resurrected. But perhaps you 20th centurions have a reasonable theory for the seemingly magical appearance of these articles in a previously empty container. If you compare the exterior and interior of the grail, Monat said, you will observe an approximate 5-centimeter difference in depth. The false bottom must conceal a molar circuitry, which is able to convert energy to matter. The energy obviously comes during the discharge from the rocks. In addition to the EM converter, the grail must hold molar templates, molds, which form the matter into various combinations of elements and compounds. I'm safe in my speculations, for we had a similar converter on my native planet, but nothing as miniature as this, I assure you. Same on Earth, Frigate said. They were making iron out of pure energy before AD 2002, but it was a very cumbersome and expensive process with an almost microscopic yield. Good, Burton said. All this has cost us nothing, so far. He fell silent for a while, thinking of the dream he had when awakening. Pay up, God had said. You owe for the flesh. What had that meant? On Earth, at Trieste in 1890, he had been dying in his wife's arms and asking for what? Chloroform? Something. He couldn't remember. Then oblivion. And he had awakened in that nightmare place and had seen things that were not on Earth, nor, as far as he knew, on this planet. But that experience had been no dream. Chapter 8 They finished eating and replaced the containers in the racks within the grails. Since there was no water nearby, they would have to wait until morning to wash the containers. Frigate and Kaz, however, had made several buckets out of sections of the giant bamboo. The American volunteered to walk back to the river if some of them would go with him and fill the sections with water. Burton wondered why the fellow volunteered. Then, looking at Alice, he knew why. Frigate must be hoping to find some congenial female companionship. Evidently, he took it for granted that Alice Hargreaves preferred Burton, and the other women, Tucci, Malini, Capone, and Fiori, had made their choices of, respectively, Galeazzi, Brontich, Rocco, and Giunta. Babich had wandered off, possibly for the same reason that Frigate had for wishing to leave. Monat and Kaz went with Frigate. The sky was suddenly crowded with gigantic sparks and great luminous gas clouds. the glitter of jam-packed stars, some so large they seemed to be broken off pieces of Earth's moon, and the shine of the clouds awed them and made them feel pitifully microscopic and ill-made.